Their website is frontporcharts.com because they want to exemplify the laid-back yet driven nature of what it's like to live in the country in Minnesota. It's the Avon Area Arts. And this weekend, Saturday, June 9th and Sunday, June 10th, they've got their annual Celebration of the Arts at Angel Fire Ranch just south of Avon. And it's a chance for folks of all ages to come out, enjoy some good music, good food, and great art. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and in today's news feature, I recently went out to Aunt Annie's Quilts and Silks to chat with four of the board members of the Avon Area Arts about what's going to be happening this weekend.
Well, why don't we start off and everybody can introduce themselves and maybe let everybody know, well, what is your role within Avon Area Arts and the Celebration of the Arts?
So, my name is Doug Milloway. I'm the current president of the Avon Area Arts, and have been involved since near the beginning of the group. It's been about 6 years, I think, now that we've been operating, and actually we have all four of us here. I think we're in at the very beginning. So,
I'm Lucy Sandstad, and I've been here since the beginning, and I host concerts here in the store. Lost Hour and Fallback Music Festival are held here, and then other concerts, usually once or twice a month throughout the year. I'm also a fiber artist and painter and all sorts of things like that.
Cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm Jackie Liedahl, and I've been involved with the Avon Area Arts since the beginning, and I own the Treehouse Studio, which is hosting the Celebration of the Arts this year out at Angel Fire Ranch, and we're really happy to have it back again this year and looking forward to a good show.
I'm Joanne Durkis, and I'm on the board of the Avon Area Arts and also the treasurer. And this year I'm chairing the Celebration of the Arts, and it's getting real close. Lots to do yet.
Well, why don't we just start off kind of with something somewhat obvious. So let's say people come to Avon on the interstate and get off the interstate. How do you make it to Angel Fire Ranch from there?
That'd probably be a question for me. At the top of the exit, go south on County Road 9. I believe it's 1.4 miles. My husband will correct me on this. 1.4 miles, turn left onto Kalla Lake Road, K-A-L-L-A, following the signs, and follow Kalla Lake Road all the way to the T, which is 300th Street. Mm-hmm. And there should be signs pointing you to the right, and you turn right there on Kalla Lake, or on 300th Street, and we're the first driveway on the right.
It'll be where all the art is and the parking.
Yes.
Yeah.
There will be signs all along the way.
Signs, that's good.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have signs coming into Avon from every direction. So hopefully that will help everyone to find it.
So what kind of things will be out at the Celebration of the Arts this year?
Actually, Joanne has put together a pretty good list of artists and musicians, and it's going to be really kind of an interesting year. Every year we have music, and in the past we've had two stages worth of musical acts. This year we're down to one, so we've got 14 acts that are playing this year, including a lot of people that are fairly well known in St. Cloud area, including Leon Laudbach and Sweet Papa Dave, and a number of different musicians that contribute their time. And that's one of the cool things about it, is that they do contribute their time to this, and so it's really cool. Then we have a number of different types of artists, and maybe Joanne can talk about that.
We have 23 artists this year, and they're photographers. We have some that are into weaving, potters, not stained glass. You're not.
Not this year.
Watercolors, charcoal. We have a very good variety. Jewelry, a very good variety. We're also having Ann Meyer, who will be doing caricatures. And then there's also a lot of activities for kids. The Paramount is hosting that section of that event, and the kids will be able to make things like silly sunglasses, making painted cards. They're going to do a big book adventure story, face painting. There'll be balloons. There'll be clowns. This year, John Hooper will be there with his yaks, and he's hoping he will have a baby yak there also for the kids to pet and ride. And then there's also lots of food. There are 11 artists that will be doing demonstrations on site all weekend long at their spots. Lucy will be doing a demonstration at 1:30 on Sunday, and it is going to be on gelatin prints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, maybe Lucy, you can tell us a little bit about that. What is a gelatin print? We're not talking Jello now, are we?
Well, unflavored Jello. Actually, making a slab of unflavored gelatin, which is kind of a rubbery surface that's used to hold the paint. So I put a layer of paint on that gelatin and make a design in the paint, not into the gelatin itself, but just in the paint, and then I'll put a piece of fabric or paper over the top of it and press with my hand and get a single print. And then sometimes I can get a ghost print or a negative print, two or three prints are the most that you can get off of one setting of paint. And you can use that gelatin over and over again many times. The paint and inks that I use, those are water-based, so they're very easy to clean up and easy to work with, and long-lasting.
Yeah, very cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a really unique method of creating art that I'd never heard of it before. And when I first saw it, I was really, really excited. There's a couple examples on the wall over there.
Oh, you mean those hanging up next to the window there? Or, mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah, it does look kind of... It does look like an etching, if you will. Yeah, it kind of is, mm-hmm. But etching in Jello.
Yeah, right. I'll let you touch one later if you want.
Oh, nice. So what other kind of demonstrations are going to be out there?
Jen Jensen will be doing wood carvings. Sax Bates will be doing pottery. He's going to bring his potter wheel and show a demonstration, and that will be all weekend long. It's just not a set time. Deborah Bellman will be doing some weaving. Jim Poff will be doing his painting while he's displaying his work. Most of them are even the painters, the watercolorists, all of them will be doing a piece of portrait or something at the time while they're there.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just people having their art set up for people to look at and for people to buy. They're actually, you're witnessing how they create this stuff as well then.
Correct. Right. Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons that we do that, and one of the reasons also why we have many of the activities for kids, is that we're really looking at the whole concept of creating a culture of art in the area, and the whole idea of really encouraging emerging artists, individuals who perhaps would not otherwise have an opportunity to have their work displayed, and you know, it's been really successful over the years. We've had younger kids who've come in and done some things at the celebration or some of the other events that we've had, and they've taken off and become actually pretty successful artists. Thinking of Liam Kofeld-Dwyer is a good example of it.
And I'm looking forward to seeing Matt Edelman.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was in the very first art show that I had at the Treehouse Studio 7 years ago. And he was maybe a sophomore in high school at the time. And it's been mm-hmm. fun to see him grow in his art. And I think people are going to be amazed at his artwork when he shows up next weekend.
Mm-hmm. It is thinking too in terms of even younger people and musicians. Coralyn Wagner is a musician that has played every year for us at the at the celebration. She started when she was 15 years old, and it's been really kind of fun to see her progress. And she's very talented. So
all those kids are.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's been mm-hmm. fun to watch them develop themselves and their artwork.
Well, that is kind of something, though. I mean, without Avon Area Arts, I mean, what chances do you think these kids would have for, you know, developing their art? I mean, this has become quite the community of artists and people who are concerned about, you know, developing the community. And it's not just with art, although it is with art, but that development comes, you know, almost as a byproduct. You know, we have people who are artists, people who like to do what they want to do, not just themselves, but, you know, you can appreciate other things. And without, you know, the Avon Area Arts and Celebration of the Arts, what chances do you think these guys would have for even knowing that they liked what they were doing, or what they are doing now, I should say?
Or a chance to try something different that they haven't been exposed to when you see someone demonstrating. And arts are getting cut in some of the schools way too much, too. So,
well, I think it also has something to do with the thing about art that's really gratifying, I think, is that it's a product. When you get done with something, you have something you can look at, you can hold, you can share with people. And in terms of other things in life, that's maybe not as attainable, you know. I mean, going to school and getting good grades is really good, but, you know, you can only hold your report card up for so long. But if you have this project you've worked on and it's really cool and you're getting a lot of really nice feedback from people, that's something you can put away in your little box and you go back to that thing and actually see how you've developed over the years and so forth. I know my daughter has a box of stuff that she's done with artwork and so forth, and I can just see her just continuing to go. And I'm sure that all these others, young kids and the adults, that's how they started. You know, you do something for mom and dad like it, and kind of, oh, man, that's pretty cool. It made me feel really nice, and that's kind of what this is in a way, because we all like to feel like what we do is valued. And I think in Avon, 6 years ago, another individual that was here in town was Helen. What was Helen's last name?
Man.
Yeah. And she had the Village Bean coffee shop. And at that time, I think Helen and Lucy and Sherry Cutter, and I guess you were involved in that too, that initial one, right?
By accident.
Yeah.
That's how it all started.
And Joanne and so forth sat around and said, you know, there's a real need in this area for us to be able to open up some avenue for people to be able to express themselves in an artistic way. And it wouldn't have happened if that initial meeting hadn't occurred, you know. And so it's really been fun. You know, we've done a lot of things over the years. When Prairie Home Companion came into town, you know, 3 years ago, I guess now, and did their show, you know, and they looked toward Avon Arts to help them out, you know. And I don't think if Avon Arts hadn't been here, they'd have had a lot harder time getting some of that stuff done, you know, in preparation. So.
Yep, I remember hearing about that, literally almost closing down the interstate.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what we want to do with the celebration of the arts. So we want to close down the interstate.
Yeah, right.
Oh, exactly. We're supposed to do that. I have to say too, as you were asking about what would these kids have done without, you know, the Avon Area Arts, and it's not just about the kids. It's in the getting this group of artists together for this celebration of the arts, or the studio crawl, or the music at Lucy's. What it's doing is creating relationships mm-hmm. with like-minded people,
yes.
And we kind of it starts to feel like family, and also, which is really big. I mean, these aren't people you're actually related to, but they get you. They get what you're thinking and are encouraging and supportive, but also, you know, we're dreaming and looking ahead and trying to make this bigger for the next time around. And it's just, that's for me especially, it's been like a family that I've come back to when I've been away for a while. it's great. I mean, it's really an encouragement and getting critiqued and all. It's there's more to it than just being in an art show. It's becoming part of this group. It's a unique, special group in this area.
And I would say that one of the things that, that helps with that is before each of the core events, we have what we call the NOFTA, which is N-O-F-T-A, which stands for Night Out for the Arts. And the purpose of that is to allow the artists and the supporters of the arts to come together and to socialize and mingle and gather support. And it's a lot of fun. We generally have music and potluck dinner, and it's just a good time. But it's a time for people to share. I think it works really well. This year we're doing that on the Friday the 8th, which is the night before the celebration opens. We're going to have Harper's Chord play at that event. And they're kind of an up-and-coming group with Roger Fink and Paul Drinkwine and Jill. I can't remember your last name.
Jill Moore.
Yeah.
They are really good.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC, and in today's news feature, we're hanging out at Aunt Annie's Quilts and Silks in Avon, talking with some of the board members from the Avon Area Arts about the Celebration of the Arts coming up this weekend at Angel Fire Ranch. For more information on the Celebration of the Arts and a map on how to get there, you can go to their website at www.frontporcharts.com. And now we'll get back to the interview, as Lucy Sinstead, owner of Aunt Annie's Quilts and Silks, talks about what it's like to have the Angel Fire Ranch as such a resource for the group.
Having Jackie and Mark open up their home for this event is so nice. It's like getting out of town, but it's only a few minutes away.
It's a unique, beautiful location. Mm-hmm. It's different than what other art organizations do. You know, most of them will do it on Main Street of some towns or side streets. This is out in the country. It's a beautiful spot. Mm-hmm. It's unique, and that gives Avon Area Arts kind of a unique difference in their art celebration versus the others like Mill Stream or whatever.
Yeah, I was thinking Millstream, where it's all along Minnesota Street and St. Joe, and then you know you juxtapose that still with you know the art crawls in St. Cloud. Mm-hmm. Those are within businesses all downtown, but this is all in one spot, and it's not a small spot by any means. It's you know you've got the lake on one end, and then you know the road that kind of goes up, and then just there's lots of space out there, and you know, not necessarily. Well, I guess you could say, yeah, it's in the country, but it's surrounded by woods. So,
actually, what would be we've talked about what would be a lot of fun would be to set up a camera, do time lapse of the celebration coming together. That would just be a blast because it's like, it's their home, and all of a sudden you see a tent here and you see people coming in and out, and it just grows like a little village. And it's just, it's amazing.
And it gets filled with people.
And then it all comes down.
Like,
what happened?
Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't go up very well either,
no,
right?
No, it doesn't.
It was 2 years ago. Joanne and I just absolutely got soaked on a Friday morning trying to put up a tent. I think you were involved in that too, weren't you?
Yes. We were all soaked.
I think we were 2 hours out there in that pouring rain. And when we finished, it stopped raining.
Yep.
Yeah. It was just about 10 minutes after it stopped.
that was amazing, but it was worth it.
Well, yeah, and that's part of the community coming together as well. It's just going through those strange little adventures and
stories to tell.
One of the things that I would like to mention is the fact that that Avon Arts is an open organization. We are constantly looking for new people to come in and join. Our mission when we first started was to look at a 30-mile radius around the city of Avon. So, I mean, Avon Arts is, it's got this city's name, but it's not limited to Avon. And then we really want people to understand that it's really kind of a hub for the area. And we really encourage people to come in and participate, either as a patron, as an artist themselves, or in any way they want. And we're always looking for volunteers, and we're looking for people who like to serve on the board and, you know, be an active participant and helping the whole artistic community grow. I mean, that's what this is about.
Nice. Well, along those lines, what else does Avon Area Arts have coming up after the Celebration of the Arts this weekend?
Well, I think the next few events that we've got coming up, one of which is being chaired by my wife, Dana, and that is the Summer Garden Tour, which they do in conjunction with Thompson's Greenhouse, and that's a fairly well-attended event every year. That's where they identify, I believe it's 8 gardens in the area, and you have a tour where you go from one to the other, and you're able to look at some really pretty dazzling displays of and really art, but in using plants and flowers and so forth. Really kind of cool. So that is the one that's coming up July 14th and 15th, I think, are the dates, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And then after that, our next event would be the studio crawl or the studio tour, which we're looking at right now. It used to occur in August, but we don't have enough time to turn that around, so we're looking at trying to do that in September. And then following that, we would have the Backroads Pottery Tour, and that has been in October. Yeah. And that's fairly well attended as well. And at all those events, we try to get musicians to play as well. It's been pretty good. Am I missing anything?
November fallback,
yeah. And then the fallback.
Oh, the fallback, yeah. It's in November. And with the fallback and the Lost Hour, Lost Hour Music Review and the Fallback Festival, we tie those into the days where the clock changes. What we have done in the past is we have every year, or every time we do that particular event, we have 12 acts. We start on Friday night, Saturday night rather, and we continue on Sunday afternoon. And we have 12 different acts. And we have not repeated an act. We've had a couple of people come together in different formats, but we haven't had too many repetitions. And I think we're up to having about 60 different acts already, or more.
Yeah.
Even the other things that have kind of happened as a spinoff is that Jackie out at her place with the Treehouse Studios, I think having Avon Arts has actually kind of generated some interest in some of the things that you're doing with some of your classes and things that you're offering out there.
Yeah, about a year ago, I just thought, after talking about this for years with my brother, we decided let's open up the studio and offer some classes. So we started with a snowshoeing 101 class back in February or something like that, and it turned out pretty good. We had a nice turnout and good response, and then we talked to Tony Proutke and Pat Proutke and decided to offer a photography class, and we're up to about, I think I have maybe 18 different instructors doing anything from Tai Chi and Qigong to yoga, photography, gelatin printing, stained glass, all kinds of artwork and other. We may even have a bug identification class sometime with Jim Poff, and we have painting classes, all kinds of stuff, weaving. And a lot of the instructors will be artists at the Celebration of the Arts this next weekend, so you can come on out and see what they're doing. But that's been a lot of fun, and it's just hopefully we can, through the Treehouse Studio and Avon Area Arts, we can help promote each other and just create and help build that community. Mm-hmm. And I know J.D. Jorgensen's doing the same thing with his studio, offering classes, and I think that's great. It's really putting down foundations, I guess, for the artists in the area and wannabe artists and just people that are curious.
Yeah, and I think, we're, as an organization, we try to lend support when we can. We'll try to do things with links on our website if we can ever get our website working the way that we want it to, but we try to do that to support other groups like the Lake Wobegon bike Trail Association, I think it's called, or I'm not exactly sure what the official name is, but Cliff Borgerding, who used to be a board member of the Avon Arts, has worked with us to do some cross promotion, and that cross promotion is a really important thing when we can help each other out. Lucy with her quilt shop here, and I think if you're in the area, I think you know about the music series that she puts together. And Avon Arts helps a little, it's just a little, but
it's appreciated.
It's something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think more than anything, it's the recognition that somebody else locally is trying to do something to, again, as I said earlier, expand the cultural base for the area. Then we got people like Joanne, who are not necessarily artists themselves, but are really, really very strong patrons of the art, the arts, and without those individuals, it would be pretty tough. My wife is in the same boat. She's not an artist, but she really cares deeply about what's going on, and they give a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
And they make sure everything gets done and
organized.
Yeah. Hours and hours and hours of work.
Yes.
I always thought I would be an artist. When I was young, I liked to draw and do all of those kinds of things, but we didn't have that in school many years ago. And in high school, there were no art classes. And so I always wondered what I would have done if we would have had that opportunity in the grade schools and the high schools years ago, but
that's very true. And until you're exposed to things, sometimes you just don't know where your interests lie. And I think that's part of what this is about, giving people exposure to a lot of different things. Like, for example, who would have ever thought about doing fabric art, until they've seen it, until they can look at some of the things that Lucy creates in here and say, holy cow, you can do that kind of, it's just amazing. And exposure is a big thing, and that's kind of what we're after, I think, as much as anything with Avon Art. So it's a real value to us. I would also like to mention that we do have a lot of other groups that come in and help us out. The National Honor Society come back out again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Came at National Honor Society from the Albany schools, right? Come
yes.
out and they help us with parking the cars and a variety of other things. And who are some of the other volunteers that come out?
Well, we had the Cold Spring, Cold Spring Choir from mm-hmm. the church last year. Mm-hmm. And they may help out with the parking this year, but mm-hmm. it's not definite. But otherwise, most of it is just individual volunteers. Some of them are not even members of the Avon Area Arts, but they enjoy this event and like working for it. So, and some of them have been there 3-4 years already helping out, and each year they say, put me down for next year. So, yeah.
Fun time.
One of the things that happened, Jeff, that I think is of major significance is that over the past several years, we've been trying to work toward becoming a nonprofit, and we finally did achieve that this year. And that's a big, big deal for us because it puts us in a position where we're looking at grant opportunities. We're able to apply for some things that perhaps we would not have had the ability to do in the past. And so just coming together as a group and setting that as a goal and then finally achieving that was really gratifying. So now we are 501c3, and we're tax deductible, and a year ago we couldn't say that. So it feels good.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think one other thing to mention is Edelman Advertising has donated lots of time and talent to helping promote mm-hmm. Avon Area Arts, not just with the logo and all that, but just throughout the years, they've done posters, they've done flyers,
brochures,
all kinds of different things. And boy, that's huge, because that could be big money if you had to go out
absolutely.
And pay someone to do that. And mm-hmm. they are very talented and professional, so mm-hmm. it's something to be thankful for.
Nice. Well, thank you all for speaking with me today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
And we've been talking today with some of the board members from Avon Area Arts about the Celebration of the Arts coming up this weekend, Saturday, June 9th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Sunday, June 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For a complete list of live music, artists, directions, an event guide, as well as other activities and programs presented by Avon Area Arts, you can find it on their website at www.frontporcharts.com. This has been Jeff Carmack reporting on Arts and Cultural Heritage for KVSC News, and this report was made possible through funding through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, and has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of AMPRS, Diverse Radio for Minnesota's Communities.